Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wayne Bilardi. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Zavarink. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Zavarink. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Kiarin. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trux. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Keene reaches second base with a double. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Hatfield reaches second base with a double. Keene scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hatfield scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso strikes out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Wilson reaches second base with a double. George Zavarink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zavarink hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Batts reaches second base with a double. Joe Kiereen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiereen hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee who is chasing the ball. Keene reaches third base with a triple. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hatfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kiereen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel is hit by the pitch. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hatfield. Carrasquel moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. Fox moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Tigers. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Bilardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox won. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Batts hits a pop-up towards first. Bilardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Kiern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiern is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiern is hit by the pitch. Fred Marsh pinch runs for Joe Kiern. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 0-for-1 in the game. Trux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marsh moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Marsh now playing third base. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a pop-up towards third. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Zuvarink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuvarink is 0-for-1 in the game. Zuvarink bunts towards the mound. Trux fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Batts hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Batts reaches second base with a double. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zwivering fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0-for-2 in the game. Bilardi is called out on strikes. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trucks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Zwivering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zwivering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zwivering hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-3 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Batts hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marshall moves to second. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Fred Marsh. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Marshall moves to third. Batts moves to second. Two outs. Jim Rivera pinch hits for Ed McGee. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is walked intentionally. George Kell pinch hits for Virgil Trux. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing left field. George Kell now playing third base. Don Johnson now pitching. Manny Minoso now playing center field. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Velarde is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velarde is 0-for-3 in the game. Velarde hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo now playing first base. Hoot Evers now playing left field. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Carrasquel strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-4 in the game. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 2, White Sox, 2. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-4 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle strikes out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rivera. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Reno Bertoia pinch runs for Red Wilson. George Zuvarink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuvarink is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zuvarink hits a line drive into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bertoia scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hatfield hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank House now catching. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Batts hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Batts reaches second base with a double. Billy Pierce pinch runs for Matt Batts. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Don Johnson. Ray Herbert now pitching. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Al Aber now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House fires to second and picks off Pierce for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Rivera trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.